for Jack and Irene. Prologue. The Trader.
You may be telling Bendigeid, your kinsman, that he will have our answer by Luna, sir.
The brawny fair man with the gold talk of a chieftain leaned comfortably in the next to the last gate of the great fortress of Bryn Epona. He had a fall of tawny hair like a lion, and the trader eyed him warily. Bendigeid is no kin to me, the trader said, pulling tight the pack saddle straps. We're traders, not tribe folk. He kneed the pony sharply in the ribs, and it blew out its breath with a surprised look. I'm away north to Briganti country, he added, as if to disclaim all connection with the subject of the conversation.
You're dark enough for a Siluri,
the fair man said, studying the trader's brown eyes and cropped brown hair.
Or maybe it was a Roman lord who stepped in sideways.
He grinned at the other man. The trader finished with the pony and grinned back at him, laughing this time, his teeth white against the dark moustache.
Many men would be surprised if their mothers told the truth, Cadal the king. But my father was a dark man before me, and my mother not such a one as men take a risk for.
Most likely you're right, and we were Siluri's kin in the early days.
It is only the possibility that you aren't that made me let you through the gates of Bryn Epona, Cadal said.
It was a joke, but there was a sharp edge to it that was plain enough to the other man. The trader raised a pair of sharp-angled brows in obvious skepticism.
And you hope to make alliance on a hatred like that? Not alliance, no.
Cadal, king of the Ordovices, looked down at the man with the pack ponies. Even lounging against the gatepost of his fortress, he could look down on him, and the trader was not a short man.
Not alliance, only a war. A good war to take gold and Roman heads. Afterward, the Silures may look to their own as usual.